All right, here's a song for you from your morning team show on WSDW.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
For all those who might be struggling and
just thinking about
need a little inspiration,
clears away
a little brightness in your day,
because
you think things didn't go your way.
Yeah, that's a great comeback, Charlie.
I mean, the sun will come out tomorrow. And look, here it is. It's going to be again tomorrow and the next day.
I'll tell you after I see what the stock market does today.
Here with Charlie and Dave and Pat and Art, all in WSW in the main studio of Charlie and Dave and Pat. And Art Lewis, you're probably singing along in your home studio.
I'm pleased to say it's golf season again.
Man, you're not kidding,
yeah,
huh?
Right.
No doubt.
You can find your ball in among the leaves.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah, at least if you're hitting it into the trees, it should go through the trees now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Good point.
8:44 is the time on WSGW as we continue. You know, we started with Election Central coverage last night, and here we all were on air, and here we all are this morning still. And we could still say in some ways Election Central coverage is still going on.
How much sleep do we get?
Vote tabulations are still going on.
Well, I got beyond the wall in the past hour, so I'm good now for the rest of the day.
That's good. You made it, huh?
Yeah, I made it.
Yeah, once you
I had a tough time for about an hour there.
I went to bed about, I think probably about 11:30-ish. And for some reason, and I don't know why, Monkey, our dog, woke me up around 2-something. So I figured, well, I'll flip on the TV just to see what's going on. And it was at the exact moment that President Trump began his, his statement. So I watched that, and then went back to bed, clicked it on again about, 4 o'clock, and there was nothing changed, so I said, oh, well.
See, now, you could have clicked on your radio, because at that time, we were still in our Election Central coverage.
Yeah, so I'm sure of that, but I wasn't anywhere near my, radio.
Well, I think your dog heard Hail to the Chief play, and that's...
No, for him, it is. He is the chief.
Pat Johnson, you were helping us from your home with the social media, the online postings and such, Facebook and more. Have you been paying attention to Facebook and Twitter this morning? Is there anything going on there?
I haven't seen anything happening here the last hour or so. Everything seems to kind of slow down here in Michigan.
Yeah. Everyone's still waiting for something to message. It's just like status quo.
Right.
Secretary of State's office was saying they do expect to have everything counted by the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll find out. Who knows? It's so close. It's deja vu.
Yeah, we made reference to this in the last half hour, but maybe we revisit the pollsters. Again, had another tough night.
They're looking for new jobs.
They did. Yeah, no.
Some are correct, but a lot of the ones that got the attention...
They weren't even close.
Not close.
Mm-mm. No, they're going to have to refigure their models and how they do this.
I thought they did that the last time.
Yeah.
They said they did.
But no, yeah, they got 2016 wrong. I remember in 2018, some of the pollsters, at least here in Michigan, when they were predicting Gretchen Whitmer to win by 4 or 5 points, you know, she ended up winning by 10. They got that wrong. I mean... Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but there are a few. What's the one, Dave?
Trafalgar.
Usually pretty good.
So they ought to look at what Trafalgar's doing and mimic it, because they seem to be the only ones that get it right.
Yeah.
There were a couple of guys in Sweden who were doing a study that didn't have anything to do with the way polls are done, but they examined different ways that we vote and why we vote the way we do, and they've been pretty accurate in the last election, and... we'll see how they come out on this one. I wonder if that guy from Great Britain who bet $5 million on Trump is sweating it right about now.
He's sweating, yeah.
He could be sweating it.
He doesn't know yet. But
I do think something is afoot with people responding to polls, maybe not in a totally honest way.
Oh, yeah.
Factor. I've also heard this discussed, too, is that maybe don't lump certain groups of people together and assume because for instance the Latin vote Latino vote.
Latino vote.
Well, that's going to be different. The Latino vote showed in Florida, especially Miami-Dade, Cuban-Americans went huge for Trump. And then in Arizona, Latinos went huge for Biden that one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not a monolith. And I don't know. Maybe that's got
to
change.
Well, the other thing the pollsters have to do is they have to determine whether or not that person they're talking to is actually going to vote. Because if they tell them they're going to vote for a particular candidate and then they just have a habit of not voting and following through, that'll throw the poll off.
I think a lot of, I think you're absolutely right, Pat, about grouping people together and saying this is the way this block is going to vote. If you look at it over the years, the union vote has changed.
Yep.
The African-American vote is not uniform. Mm-hmm. I think I read somewhere where there's about a third of the African-American vote that could go Republican.
Yeah, I heard about 40%, actually.
40% even. Mm-hmm. Certainly the Latino vote has always been mixed. And it's dangerous to do that because then you make assumptions and you find out they're not right.
Right.
Well, here's one accurate statement we can make, even though the vote totals still aren't entirely for the presidential election, and I know that President Trump and Vice President Biden getting the attention, but there are others on the ballot, including in some states, Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. How's he doing?
He actually, if I understand correctly, did make some sort of concession speech last night.
Oh, yeah.
Your dog didn't wake you up for that one, Art?
No. Did he do that before the vote started or after?
And he did send out a tweet which made some reference to 2024. People are wondering if he's going to be trying again.
I mean, realistically, he's already got his name out there. If he goes into 2024... and actually puts himself forth as a candidate and makes it onto all the state ballots, then he'll have some legitimacy. But I take a look at him and I wonder how much is just about him and how much of it is. Although, he's changed a lot. He seems to have mellowed, I think is the term I would use. But I don't know.
In-depth analysis on Kanye West from Art Lewis. I would not have imagined that was ever going to happen.
Neither would Art.
I wouldn't say he's mellowed, Art. If anything, he's schizophrenic. That's
I'll go with that one, too. All right, I'll go with that one, too.
It was just 2 years ago he's performed a song on Saturday Night Live dressed up as a milk carton. So, I mean, yeah.
I remember when he stole the microphone during the awards ceremony because Beyonce didn't win.
Yeah. Boy,
he's a caricature. So
And when it came to voting for himself, he voted in Wyoming where he didn't make the ballot, so he had to write himself in.
Oh,
there's your Kanye West presidential update.